I am Planta on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Starting this weekend at the Fire Hall Art Center is their latest production, Mary Vingo's play Refuge, running until the 1st of April. Refuge tells the story of what happens when a child soldier from Eritrea comes to Canada. The audience sees characters confronting their pasts and losses as they think about the responsibilities we have as we take in those seeking a safer place. There are a lot of themes worth pondering, and who better to start with than the playwright herself, Mary Vingo. I'll get her to tell us about the genesis of the play, the questions she had as she wrote it, and how relevant this play is, and what it might instruct us about the future. Mary Vingo is a playwright and director who was shortlisted for the Governor General's Award for English Language Drama for Refuge. She studied at Dalhousie University and the University of Toronto, where she founded Knightwood Theatre, Ships Company Theatre, and Eastern Front Theatre. Her previous works include The Company Store, Holy Ghosters Hooligans, and Herring Gull's Egg. She was named an Officer of the Order of Canada in 2010. Tickets and information for Refuge can be had at firehallartcenter.ca. Please welcome to the Planta on the Line program, Mary Vingo. Ms. Vingo, good morning.
Good morning. Well, it's actually good afternoon here in Halifax.
It is. Good afternoon.
I'll accept that.
Yeah. Are you coming out to Vancouver for this production?
I am. I'm delighted to be able to come out and see the show in Vancouver. I have some friends out there, and I'm combining it with a trip, half holiday, half work. So
yeah,
it's all good.
So this has been produced a couple of times previously, at least, right?
Yeah. It was produced in Halifax in 2013. There was a staged reading in Montreal the next year, and then it was produced in Toronto last spring.
What's it like for you as the playwright to spend the time writing it? I mean, I would think it's a relatively solitary process, and then to have the opportunity now to see it on stage, to see these characters that you've created or the situations that you've created being acted out on stage.
Well, it's always surprising. I am a director, a stage director myself, so I'm familiar with the process. In fact, I'm probably more of a director, better known as director than a playwright. So I'm familiar with the process, but nevertheless, it's always remarkable to me how amazingly different two productions can be. Like the Halifax production was very different from the Toronto one. And it just reaffirms what I've always known, I guess, is theater is really a collaborative art form. And the actors that you bring to it and the directorial vision and the design vision are just so key in terms of how it's interpreted and how it's taken in by an audience. It's fascinating.
Yeah. So for a production like this here in Vancouver, does the director, Donna Spencer, or anyone else from the production, do they talk to you about it, say? Do they have questions for you?
Yeah, well, we were fortunate because last year I was out in Vancouver. I was teaching at UBC. And we did a reading of this play at Playwrights Theatre Center, which is your developmental center there that you have. Great place. And so we did a reading with some top-notch Vancouver actors, and Donna and a lot of people from the theatre community came. And I think that's when Donna decided to do the play. So, and some of those people are in the play, some of the people that we had in the reading. So, I think that in that case, I had the opportunity to have a good dialogue with Donna about what I had learned from the previous two productions, and we had a discussion about casting. I mean, ultimately, it's her call, but she was certainly very open to hearing what I had to say from my experience with the piece.
So as I say in the introduction, this play's awfully relevant with all the stuff that we're talking about in the news and the sort. I'm curious to know what the genesis was for you as you started writing this. I mean, what were you thinking about at the time?
Well, I started way before any of this. It's 2009. I heard a CBC radio documentary called Habtum's Path, which was done here in Halifax by Mary Link. And it was basically chronicled the story of an Eritrean refugee claimant to Canada who landed in Halifax in 2008. And was here for 18 months and working in the community before his refugee claim was turned down, and he was threatened with deportation, at which point he committed suicide rather than be deported. So it was a very tragic story. This was the bare bones of it, and it really got me interested in something that I didn't know very much about, which is what happens when you come to this country as claiming refugee asylum. This was in 2009, before the Syrian crisis, before we were seeing pictures on TV.
Yeah.
And also at that time, I was tutoring a woman from Ethiopia. So I kind of had gotten interested in East Africa and some of the traditions there. And again, in her case, she was a resident, but she had gone through a long period, I think 8 years in a refugee camp in Kenya. So I was learning a lot. It was just like, oh boy, it's just fascinating. So I went to Mary Link at the CBC and said, can you give me all your outtapes? So she gave me all the outtapes from the interview, mm-hmm. and then she put me on to the people, the lawyers involved, and some of the people in the community. So I did a lot of research. I talked to a lot of people, and I realized what I wanted to create was something that was largely fiction in terms of being a created situation with a Canadian couple who were hosting a refugee claimant. And I guess for me, it's a very it's not a black and white issue. It's not it's an issue that's very complex because we are looking at two goods. We're looking at the good of looking after or caring for others who need our help, for strangers, mm-hmm. and the good of protecting our own family. And sometimes these things can seem to come into conflict.
Yeah.
And so that's where the play really centers.
Yeah.
And it's not an easy decision. It's a complex one. I wanted, because the Air India tragedy is still our largest unsolved case of terrorism in this country.
Yeah.
It seemed to me a fitting thing that be involved as backstory,
yeah.
because that would affect someone's opinion about letting in people.
Right.
So I've tried to make a complex story. Obviously, my heart is with the refugee claimant, but I didn't want to just paint a very black and white kind of picture. I wanted it to involve all the complexities that are involved when you're taking a strange person into your home or into your country, and that the issues that you have to ask yourself and the things you have to find out about. And
it's like all human situations, isn't it? They're complex, they're nuanced, and
right.
A lot more gray, say, than black and white than it appears in the news or in op-ed pieces. Or
absolutely,
you know.
And interestingly enough, when we started this process, it was before the Syrian crisis, and the Syrian crisis really affected how people saw the play. And then
yeah.
when it was done in Toronto last year, Canada was kind of going through this, I think feeling a little bit smug because we were, you know, taking in all these refugees and we were, you know, aren't we good and
right.
blah, blah, blah. And now, of course, it's all turned again because now we're facing something much more extreme should the situation in the U.S. deteriorate. So now we're more like looking like what it might be like to be Italy or
yeah.
Hungary or Turkey, where, you know, it's not just a few hundred people, it could be a few thousand or even a few million, and then what would we do, right? And then how generous would we be? How open would we be? So as a backdrop to the play, it's been fascinating to me to watch how if that keeps changing and people see it through a different lens, you know?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
And so these characters that you create, Pamela, she's the she has her family background was affected by Air India,
mm-hmm.
and then she's also tutoring
that's right. So she is reaching out to landed immigrant in the case of her student there,
mm-hmm.
but through her she discovers this whole other side of things that's going on, and so she's conflicted.
Yeah.
She's conflicted. She wants to do the right thing, but part of her is frightened. Part of her is scared. And then you have the lawyer who she works with whom she's had a relationship in the past, and so there's all that backstory going on, and then her husband's point of view is different again, and so it's a very layered situation that
yeah.
they're in.
So when you write a play like this, Mary, the themes of trust and fear, you know, are throughout this play. Do you have any answers as to why we fear or why we don't trust enough, say?
Well, I mean, we human beings are tribal. We've all started with our own little groups, and then the people who look like us, and then the larger group that looks like us. And so, I mean, we're tribal beings. So we've evolved in some ways, but whenever, in times of good, in times of plenty, it's usually a lot easier to be kind or to reach out than it is in times of fear. And so when we are fearful, or when politicians make us fearful, then we're less likely to be able to reach out, because the fear is that somehow we're going to be impinged. We're going to get, our families might be hurt, or we might lose our jobs or whatever, right? So it's a natural instinct to protect your family first. The question is, are you really protecting them? You know, and that's where, you know, a lot of other things come into play. Every situation is different.
Yeah, it's such a fascinating play, and like a lot of people, looking forward to seeing it. Throughout your career, you've been someone who has championed the need for theater to reflect the regional diversity of this country. And do you think we're a little bit better at that, or have we got still a long way to go, say?
Oh, boy, we need a half an hour. you know, that's a big topic. I worked for a long time. I was the founding director of the Magnetic North Theater Festival, and the whole kind of raison d'etre for that festival was to, in large part, was to educate ourselves about what was happening in the rest of the country, because I had really experienced, many people had experienced, that we're really a string of pearls, you know, across the southern border in particular. And, you know, Vancouver didn't know what Halifax was doing, and St. John's didn't know what Manitoba was doing.
Yeah.
And so we were more likely to go to Edinburgh than we were to go to each other. And Toronto is kind of its own world, wasn't terribly interested in the rest of the country. So it's very fractured and so difficult to really build a real groundswell of original, I'm talking mainly about English Canada here, English Canadian theater. So I think there have been some positive changes. I think the Push Festival has done great work in terms of building the Vancouver scene, not just nationally, but internationally.
Mm-hmm.
I think Magnetic North has done some great work. I think the National Arts Center has done a lot. It's still a very big country. It's still very expensive to get around. In some ways, we've gotten more interested in what's happening in the rest of the country, but in other ways, because funding has in some provinces really been curtailed, that's made it more difficult. So it's a mixed bag. I do think there is more awareness now and more communication, but it's still not as much as I'd like it to be. I spent last year in Vancouver, and then I went out again and directed a show at UBC, and I have to say, I was thrilled with the Vancouver theater scene. I thought it was so exciting. There was so much going on. There's so much diversity. There's so much, you know, big, little, small, site-specific, interdisciplinary. There's just so much happening. And that wasn't the case 20 years ago, like, or even maybe 25 years ago, I remember, given that I know you've had your cutbacks as well, but
right.
I think there's been a lot of fantastic young companies coming up and very interesting different kinds of work, which is coming out of Vancouver. And I think probably the Push Festival has had a big influence on some of the for ways of looking at the world that Vancouver theater is involved in now. It's not all just straight scripts. And so it's exciting. It's an exciting time, I think. But I still think Vancouver feels isolated from the rest of the country.
Yeah.
There's still a sense of isolation. And anyway, I hope more plays. Actually, it's unusual, and this is really sad, but not that many plays get produced across the country. You know, like they'll get produced in Toronto, and if there's success in Toronto, then they might get produced other places. But if you start somewhere else, it's really hard to get produced other places. There's kind of like this, I don't know, it's just this distrust, or maybe not that much knowledge, or maybe just not that much opportunity. So I'm thrilled to have a third production.
Yeah, and it's great for those of us who have heard of you over the years and finally get to see your work.
Wow, you know? No pressure, eh?
It's been a pleasure speaking to you today, as I say, in your business, break a leg.
Okay, thanks so much.
Firehallartcenter.ca is a website for tickets and more. Refuge is on from the 18th of March through to the 1st of April. It's playwright Mary Vingo joined me on the line from Halifax in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.